Jesus provided a model of character, November 3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Let your light shine forth in good works. Said Christ, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. I fear that there are many who are in this condition. All have not the same work to do. Different circumstances and talents qualify individuals for different kinds of work in God's vineyard. There are some who fill more responsible positions than do others, but to each one is given his work, and if he does his work with fidelity and zeal, he is a faithful steward of the grace of God. God does not intend that your light shall so shine that your good words or work shall bring the praise of men to yourself, but that the author of all good shall be glorified and exalted. Jesus, in his life, gave to men a model of character. How little power did the world have over him to mold him according to its standard. All its influence was thrown off. He declared, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work." If we had this devotion to the work of God, doing it with an eye single to his glory, we should be able to say with Christ, "I seek not mine own glory." His life was full of good works, and it is our duty to live as our great example lived. Our life must be hid with Christ in God, and then the light will be reflected from Jesus to us, and we shall reflect it upon those around us, not in mere talk and profession, but in good works, and by manifesting the character of Christ. Those who are reflecting the light of God will cherish a loving disposition. They will be cheerful, willing, obedient to all the requirements of God. They will be meek and self-sacrificing, and will work with devoted love for the salvation of souls. All who are true light-bearers will reflect light upon the pathway of others. Let those who have named the name of Christ depart from all iniquity. If you yield to the claims of God, and become permeated with His love, and filled with His fullness, children, youth, and young disciples will look to you for their impressions of what constitutes practical godliness, and you may thus be the means of leading them in the path of obedience to God. You will then be exerting an influence which will bear the test of God, and your work will be compared to gold, silver, and precious stones, for it will be of an imperishable nature.